Dr. Schnitt dictating a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Eddie Lawing, L-A-W-I-N-G. This goes to Dr. Kenneth Ford. On 11-8-23, Mr. Lawing performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity period. The paragraph compared to a prior study dated 4-20-23, there's been improvement period of pack of impression normal study showing improvement. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Wanda Casey. On 11-8-23, Mrs. Casey performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was minimally impaired, and there was a minimal degree of airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 4-25-23, there's been no significant change period in a paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next. Pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Mary Jane McQuaid. Now, on 11-8-23, Mrs. McQuaid performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired without significant airways obstruction period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 or FVC was 0.8 period. A paragraph compared to a prior study dated 3-29-23, there has been deterioration of lung function or worse effort period. Clinical correlation would need to be required for further assessment. Period to paragraph impression, minimal restriction without airways obstruction showing deterioration period. Next. 6-minute walk test on Angela Jackson. This goes to Dr. Bokook. On 11-8-23, Mrs. Jackson performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her room air saturation was 96%, period. The patient walked 546 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation at the end of the study was 95%, period. No paragraph impression, normal. Exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Diane Macquarie, MACQUARRIE. This goes to Dr. Strickland. On 11-8-23, Mrs. Macquarie performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction, no bronchial reactivity noted, period. Compared to a prior study dated 5-24-23, there's been no significant change period of paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Edwin Almond, A-L-M-O-N-D. On 11-8-23, Mr. Almond performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired. There was no significant airways obstruction, although the air velocity index was less than 1, comma, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was greater than 0.8, period. After bronchodilators, there was improvement in airflow with continued moderate restriction of lung volume, period. No paragraph impression, moderate restriction without significant airways obstruction with mild bronchial reactivity, period. Thank you.